I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane, PA. On this weekly broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called Name That Hospital. Kane civic leaders have always had a reputation for being far-sighted. When the need was recognized for a new school, the fairest high school in the state was built in 1906 among great trees abiding. When a grand new library and gymnasium were envisioned about 30 years later, town leaders made it so. Going back as far as 1926, in a meeting of the board of the Summit Hospital, Dr. Evan O'Neill Kane urged the propriety of a new hospital being erected. Although the Summit Hospital, a gift to him from his mother, Elizabeth D. Kane, was most commodious and comfortably adopted, he urged private citizens and business leaders to get behind the construction of a new hospital. To show his full support, Dr. Kane pledged his entire stock in the Summit Hospital, in addition to offering free building space. A year later, in 1927, when planning and fundraising efforts started taking shape, the Kane Republican reported that a large portion of the funds that were needed had already been pledged, and that the new fireproof hospital would be modern in every way. In May of 1927, the newspaper kicked off a contest to invite the general public to name the new institution and offered a $25 prize to the winner. Plans for the hospital to be built at an estimated cost of between $200,000 and $225,000 were on display in the Kane Chamber at 71 Fraley Street. R.A. Hill and W.L. Helm were given charge of a committee to identify the best location for the project. According to the Kane Republican, 35 persons suggested the name of the community hospital, and the $25 would be divided up evenly to the winners. That's about 71 cents apiece if you're scoring at home. Other popular name choices included the Mountain City Hospital, Bucktail Memorial Hospital, Superior Hospital, and Beatty Memorial Hospital. Other less popular suggestions included Admiral Dewey Hospital, Allegheny Mountain Air Hospital, Big Level Hospital, Evergreen Hospital, Roosevelt Highway Hospital, and Martha Washington Hospital. The field opposite the Kane Manufacturing Plant bordering North Fraley Street near the west line of the borough was the overwhelming choice of readers as the best site for the new hospital. The old Kane Homestead was the second choice, and sites on the eastern end of Biddle and on the Kane Mount Jewett Highway just outside the borough were also named. In June of 1927, 15 members of the General Hospital Committee visited the Campbell Farm site and were much impressed. The 6 level acres of land in the plot were said to be capable of development into the most beautiful surroundings. A few weeks later, the site was approved, and Lafayette A. Goldstone of Madison Avenue in New York was chosen as architect. Ground was broken on September 18, 1927. Plans called for a 55-bed facility with the intention of using local workers whenever possible. Dr. W. Blair Mosser was the hospital's first surgeon-in-chief, and Catherine Appel was the first superintendent of the Kane Community Hospital, which opened for business in January of 1929. A staff of 12 graduate nurses attended to patients, among them Mrs. Margaret Weaver. The first baby to be born in the community hospital was a son to Mr. and Mrs. Barney Boyd of Baird Street. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.